Hi Oliver, and welcome.
Thank you.
We're going to talk about learning difficulties. Can you tell us a little bit about what primary school was like for you?
Primary school was rather difficult. I probably started to read a little bit when I was about 8 or so. Didn't read before that at all, really. But I didn't actually read my first book until I was 12. That made school quite difficult.
So when did you find out that you had a learning difficulty?
I suppose my parents knew from an early age, probably about 5 or 6. In some way, I sort of realised, you know, that I wasn't the same as everyone else, that I was finding it harder.
So had you been officially diagnosed?
Not at that age. They sort of knew, but it wasn't in a documented form until later.
Okay. So you had a tutor most of primary school?
Yeah.
Did you label yourself? Did the other kids label you? Did you feel different?
My class was actually okay. I knew that, you know, the fact that I couldn't read and there was some other people that were, you know, reading, you know, really big books and stuff like that, but, you know, didn't really feel all that different.
But every time they asked you to read, you would have realised that you didn't do it as well as the other kids?
Yeah, I did realise that I, you know, wasn't, you know, as good as the other kids, but I think that, you know, the teacher sort of realised, so she didn't really put us into that situation all that often.
Yeah. So reading, writing,
maths. Maths was okay, except for my times tables. Spelling was and still is atrocious. Can't spell to save myself.
So how did that go when you got to secondary school?
Because I sort of stayed with the same class all the way through, and there were a number of us that, you know, did have learning difficulties. I suppose that the teachers, you know, worked to accommodate us in some way.
So you had an aid that was provided by the school. What else was done within the class to help you and the others?
I suppose the teachers, like, they would give us abbreviated work. If there's, like, copying off the board, you know, we might not have to copy it all. Maybe only the first 2 paragraphs. Or homework, you know, if it was a page of writing, probably only half, that sort of thing.
Did you manage to get that homework done? Did you get support at home?
Yeah. Parents were extremely supportive. So, yeah, they helped us, well, yeah, as much as they could, which was, you know, heaps.
Yeah. So how far did you get in secondary school?
Finished. Yeah, right through.
So you did year 12?
Yeah, finished year 12.
And how did you go?
Throughout the year, I was actually fairly confident. And then at the end of the year, I was, well, quite disappointed with the score that I got. But on the other side, you know, I did the best that I could and, you know, I sort of accepted that now.
Did you get any special consideration for the exams or?
Yeah, with the exams, I had extra time, extra reading time and extra writing time. I had a reader. I had my own room for most exams. Oh, and I did all the writing on computer.
Why is computer useful for you?
Computer is useful for me because I find it hard to write. I'm not a fast writer, so I'm a faster typer. So it's easier for me to get everything down just onto a computer. Yes, I'm not handing in work that's, well, people can't read.
So it offers you faster success in a way.
Yeah.
So you finish and you do okay.
Yeah.
What did you do after that?
After the disappointment, I didn't get into the courses that I had wanted to get into. And so I actually decided to take some time off uni. Then I actually got offered a job working in the city as a property manager through a friend of the family's. So I went and worked there for 2 years.
What courses did you apply for?
I initially applied for international relations, because I've always been interested in that. I went over on an exchange to Austria during secondary school in year 10 for 6 months. And I just suppose I've always found, you know, current affairs, just what's happening in the world, really interesting. And I thought that would be a really good course to do.
So you decide to go uni?
After 2 years of that, I decided that I'd go back to tertiary study, and I applied. My second time round, I actually applied for sports courses, well, exclusively. I applied for PE courses. I applied for a diploma in sports development at Swinburne, which is what I got into.
Did you come into the course with people knowing about your disability?
Once I got accepted into the course, I did, I made contact with the disability unit, and then they sort of, I suppose, broke the ice with, the course coordinator and those people. The other lecturers and the course coordinator have all been really helpful. So in some ways, we've actually sidelined the disability liaison unit, just because the fact that, the lecturers have been so helpful that they haven't really been needed.
Yep. So what things have they put in place?
Well, I suppose it's the course, the actual way the course is structured is ideal for me. There's no exams. There's probably 2 or 3 tests for the entire year. The majority of assessment is all done through portfolio work, so accumulating bits and pieces of work throughout the year, as well as a lot of practical work, actually going out and working in the sporting industry.
Do you spell check a lot?
Yeah, probably every second or third word.
Yeah. Can you remember back to when you learned to read? What did you do to teach yourself to read?
I read a lot of comics. I actually think that's how I started to read. The fact that I pretty much, I used to read a lot of Asterix. I still pretty much got them all, but, the pictures pretty much tell the story, and then you know what's going on, and then I suppose just reading through it time after time, I sort of picked it up, to go with, the sort of reading remedial work that I was doing, all that sort of stuff.
The context was very important for you.
Yeah.
Once you understood the context, you could start decoding the...
Yeah, I suppose.
The symbols.
Yeah, so I'd start decoding it, and then, just sort of one day it all seemed to just sort of fit together and away I went.
So outdoor rec, whereas you originally thought maybe that you would tackle international politics, is there a point in your head now that goes, well, I could probably go and do just about anything I wanted to at uni?
It does. Yeah, it does, very much so. I suppose I chose sports and recreation really because, I've had a long-standing love of basketball. Played for 14 years or something. Coached for probably 8 years. And so I suppose that was where my love of sports sort of grew. And I suppose that I'm sort of getting to a level now where I can actually see a bit of a future for myself within the industry.
So you're telling me one of the important ingredients for you to tackle tertiary education was to take something that you're passionate about and that you have confidence in doing.
Well, that's right. Yeah, I think it's true for everyone, really. As long as you enjoy what you're doing, then you can't really fail.
You in another school with another set of parents might have had an absolutely disastrous educational experience. What else has contributed to your success?
It goes back to sort of how I was in primary school, where there were times when I thought that I was dumb, I was stupid, that sort of thing. Yet I think it was the people around me, my parents, teachers, who I suppose are able to convince me that at that stage I wasn't dumb. And then I suppose because I've had to work with my condition, by the time I get to year 12 and I don't do so well, yes, I'm disappointed, but I know I've done the best that I can. I know I expected to do better through my marks, but I realize that it's not really me. It's not like I haven't tried. It's not that I am stupid. It's, I know that I'm smart and, I'm succeeding now, so I'm sort of, I suppose that's been reaffirmed, but I just suppose that there's that, self-belief that as long as you get it instilled in you when you're at a younger age, that you go on, it doesn't really matter if there are setbacks along the way that, you know, you can keep on going.
So the learning difficulties never defined who you are, is what you're saying, isn't it?
I actually really, in a way, embraced it. You know, it is part of who I am, and I realised that I had to sort of work with it and not try, you know, and work against it, do everything the way everyone else was doing it.
Part of who you are, which means it's brought you good things too.
Well, I suppose it has. I mean,
what are the gifts that come with the disability?
I would have to say the biggest thing is just being able to look at things differently to other people. Because, I mean, I know I get it all the time, you know, just with working with a group of people, and you're always able to come up with some, you know, different way of, you know, some different approach to the, you know, the project that you're doing, you know, a different, I suppose, you know, a different take on, you know, how it can be achieved, you know, how to succeed at it. So in a way, it's, you know, that's probably, I think, the biggest thing, just, you know, being able to think outside the box in a way.
It's quite a gift. And that's quite a journey. Thank you for sharing it with us today. It was fascinating and inspirational. Good luck with the rest of it.
Thank you.